Hey, we got Pat on the line at 308-8867. Hey there, Pat, what you say?
Hi, Milton. Since you brought up the Esperanza, may I ask a question about that before
sure,
I ask my
certainly.
Other question? Is it okay to cut that back now? Mine have just taken off like gangbusters. And
oh,
they're
yeah.
all over the place.
Have they bloomed?
Yes.
Okay.
They're loaded with blooms.
You want okay, after it finishes blooming, or the majority of it finishes blooming, it'll make those seed pods on there.
Yes, it does, uh-huh.
And you want to take those seed pods off so it'll continue to bloom.
Okay, but can I cut them back?
You could cut those to the ground if you want to. I cut mine to the ground. I've cut some to the ground in July, at this time of the year, cut them flat to the ground, and they'll come back like gangbusters if you water them and fertilize them. They come back with gangbusters and be blooming their brains out in November, where the rest of them will be probably full of seed because nobody cut them off.
Right.
But, yeah, you can cut it back as much as you want to.
Well, you know, Jerry, I don't want to be rude or anything, but you know I've learned not to trust you just a lot.
Oh, really?
You give me such a hard time sometimes.
Well, what
see, I've only had to work with him for 15 years to draw that conclusion.
What bad wrong advice have you gotten from me? Just
oh, not
right.
wrong advice. You just told me to do some things one time in jest, and I did it. I went out.
See?
Well, yeah, you told me I was going to have to move
yeah,
if
see,
I wanted to.
Yeah, that's why.
That would bamboo.
Milton and I try to let people know when he's being serious and when he's not.
Yeah. But sometimes they don't even know.
Yeah.
What advice did he give you in jest?
Yeah, come on now.
Well, I told him I wanted Gerber daisies, and he told me to move.
Oh, and you move? And that's right, because they won't grow here in the heat. Did they grow?
They really don't.
Did they grow?
Well, they
did.
Well, they've got blooms that are pretty enough, you know, when
in
it's cool to enjoy them. Now, I've kept mine alive this summer. Of course, they haven't been great blooming machines this summer. They don't like they certainly don't like
and
the
foliage heat. Looks so awful.
Yeah,
too.
And they retreat pretty quick. I've got some in citrus, big whiskey barrels, and they certainly are an indication when there's not as much moisture in that pot.
Well, I want to get back to the bad information I gave.
No. She followed your advice. So did you move?
Well, yes, I did. Now I've really got a problem.
You're fired!
Where did you move?
See, well, I moved this up.
I moved into an area that's much rockier and caliche-like.
Oh, well, she didn't do
so
that
I
on
built
my
some,
advice.
She sure did.
House.
You no, said, and I built some beds that are up, you know, with the, yeah. The raised
bed.
Beds. I
well, you have to if you got rocky.
Well, I got rocks.
What I meant was move about, I used to say move 400, 500 miles north, but they've been hot and dry this year, too. So
boy,
okay.
Have they ever.
But I was looking at the temperatures now. The temperatures are relatively cool now, but still some areas really dry.